You have found the PBL Simplified podcast. Did you know there's also a PBL Simplified book that you can go grab on Amazon right now? There's also a PBL Simplified YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and look up Magnify Learning, or you could go straight to pblsimplified.com. Go check out those resources today. Are your teachers fighting apathy in their classrooms? Do you have teachers that are burning out? Do you have a vision of what education should look like and it's either stuck inside your heart or it's on the page and you need to get it into your school? You feel like you've only got one chance. Number one, you don't only have one chance, but number two, you're in the right place. That's what we do here. We help visionary leaders take their vision off the page and move it into their school. If you're a visionary leader, then you realize that something's not quite right in education, wherever you're at, whether it's rural schools or urban. Whether you're in the East Coast or the West Coast, North or South, somehow our educational system is full of people that are passionately working hard for kids. So we can't throw it all out. A lot of it works. But we need our kids to be empowered and not passive. Something's just a little bit different, and you've got a vision inside of you. That's why you're here. If that is why you're here, you're in the right place. My name is Ryan Stoyer. This is the PBL Simplified Podcast. Welcome, visionary leader. This is the first Wednesday of the month, so we have a leadership episode. We're trying to take your leadership up a notch as you bring project-based learning into your school. The second Wednesday of the month, we're going to do a PBL showcase. We're going to bring a teacher onto the podcast. I'm going to ask him or her some questions so that you can hear what a fantastic project-based learning unit should look like. Now, it's not going to be all roses. There's some thorns. We talk about some of the things that don't go well. We're not saying project-based learning is perfect every time, but we're saying we have a growth mindset and we get there, we work on it. We get better every time because it's worth it for kids. So the second Wednesday is when you might invite your teachers into as well so they can hear what PBL done well looks like. The third episode will be another leadership episode where I'm gonna help you ramp up your leadership style. The fourth, and if there's a fifth bonus episode, are gonna be PBL leadership guest episodes. I'm going to bring in a guest from education, business, or sports to help you understand some universal leadership ideas. You can take some leadership ideas from business, and maybe they don't automatically transfer to education, but that's why the podcast episode is so important. I bring a guest on, like Jeff McManus from Ole Miss at the end of this month, and I'm going to help bend it and push him towards how does that help principals and educators in a school system. So he speaks to leaders all across the country, tens of thousands every year, whether it's Chick-fil-A executives or colleges. He's speaking to leaders all over the country. And then I'm going to say, hey, Jeff, that's great. How do we improve succession planning in schools? How do we apply that to school leadership? So we get to take that wisdom and hear how our guests are going to help us in education. That's what the PBL Simplified podcast looks like. Today, we've got a need to know to start out with of how do I get my staff to do a book study. Our main episode topic today is going to be around the book Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. We're going to do a deep dive into this book because it's a game changer for me, and I think every leader needs to be improving every single day. Our need to know for today, how do I get my staff to do a book study? It's a trick question. You don't. Your staff does not have time to do a book study. And maybe you got that answer right. You were like, you were already talking in your car saying, Ryan, I can't get my staff to do a book study. I have too much to do. That's right. But they also need to grow. So what do you do? Can you get excerpts from really great books and bring them to your staff? Absolutely. Give them an excerpt from a book. Give them some questions where they can apply the work to their work. That's the key. They don't have time for an esoteric idea that, you know, you should be thinking about during your college times. They're in the trenches, so it has to immediately apply. They can immediately use it. Now, it can still be challenging, right? But instead of reading 300 pages, you're going to take an idea or a concept out of a book, maybe even like today, like we do with The Slight Edge. I'll give you an example of it today. You give them an excerpt from that, have them read through that, dive into it deeply, figure out how they can apply it, go apply it, reflect. And what happens often is when leaders do this, your teachers understand that you're respecting their time and you understand what's on their plate. So they don't have to fake a book study or pretend that they read the book. It's just like a book report that a kid fakes, right? We do the same thing in education. But what happens a lot of times is you're picking the right books and your teachers will actually go out and get that book. You should get the book for them. But if they're like, hey, can I get a full copy of that? You should have that ready for them, right? So they can really dive into it. So be very specific about the books that you choose. Make sure that they fit your message and your vision. But don't expect your teachers to read a 300-page book in February, one of the worst months in education, right? Like, give them an excerpt. They want to get better. They want to be a part of something bigger in your vision. But asking them to read that full book during the middle of a busy school year is going to be really difficult. So find a way to scaffold that so they can still learn from that, but still live in the real world. Today, we're looking at the slight edge as our main leadership topic. Our thesis today is that every visionary leader can be creating a slight edge to ensure that time is on your side with these three multiplier habits. Slight Edge is one of my favorite books. It's by Jeff Olson. And he starts off with this metaphor of a roller coaster. And what he says is that what we do as humans is we're spiraling out of control, maybe debt's out of control, you're not going the direction you want. So you ramp up and you figure out what skills you need to get back up to a baseline of really survival, right? So you're trying to survive your days. And then once you get comfortable, you tend to stop doing those things that got you back up to survival. So then you start to kind of move back down and maybe you feel like you're moving backwards. You're not sure why. And it turns out it's because you stopped exercising. You stopped growing. You stopped reading. You stopped hanging out with those mentors that were there for you, and because you got comfortable and you go back down, which then, of course, causes you to say, hey, how do I get down here? I need to start exercising again. I need to start journaling. I need to do all the things that leaders do. And then you go back up and you just roller coaster up and down. So Jeff's main thesis is we've done the things that it takes to grow. Those things that get us back up to the top of the roller coaster. We've done those things. All we need to do is continue doing them consistently, even when we're comfortable. And then the roller coaster just keeps going up and up and up. So that's his main metaphor. At first, I'll admit, I didn't really love it. But the more I read his book, the more I went through The Slight Edge, and it's worth the read or listen, however you digest your leadership topics, the more it makes sense to me. And the more I can start to feel it. It's like, man, I am crushing it. And, you know, my team's moving. We're doing great work in schools. Our coaching is phenomenal. And then I can start to feel a coast, and then I can start to feel it go down. It's like, well, you know what? We skipped that staff meeting, or I didn't check in quite as much. I didn't have those positive talks with my team. Well, those are the things that got us there, right? So I need to write that down and make sure I'm continuing to go up and not slowly falling down that roller coaster. So let me pull a couple ideas out of the slight edge. In fact, three of them per our thesis. And these are multiplier habits. But first, let me give you Jeff Olson's definition. This is what the slight edge is. This is right from his book. They're not big sweeping things that take huge effort. They're not heroic or dramatic. Mostly, they're just little things you do every day and nobody else even notices. They're things that are so simple to do, yet successful people actually do them, while unsuccessful people only look at them and don't take action. He gives a couple of examples, like taking a few dollars out of your paycheck, putting it into savings, and actually leaving it there. Doing a few minutes of exercise every day and not skipping. Or reading 10 pages of inspiring, educational, life-changing book every day. Take a moment to tell someone how much you appreciate them. Do it consistently, every day for months and years. These little bitty things that seem insignificant, compounded over time, yield very big results. That is the culmination of that thesis. He then goes through how he does that and how you can do that too. I pulled three of them out plus a bonus for us in education. Number one, he talks about this in the book. This is actually directly from Jeff. You read 10 pages of nonfiction every day. What about when there was a football game and you had to be there because you're a high school principal and you got home late and you're just done because it's Friday night, it's been a long week. Then you read 10 pages of nonfiction and then you get to go to sleep, right? Or you do it before the football game, however you do it, but you do not ever miss 10 pages of nonfiction every single day. And you say, well, I can bust through a book, and I do that often, or I'll just read a whole book in a day, or I'll power read. And I don't know. I think one of the multipliers, this isn't in the book, but I took Jim Quick's course on speed reading. I think it was crucial to be able to just digest more information. But what Jeff's talking about in The Slight Edge is just 10 pages a day, every single day, like not missing those days, right? When we miss, it's just like compounding interest in a portfolio, in an investment portfolio. When you miss, there's a huge consequence 20, 30 years from now, right? Same thing with these 10 pages of nonfiction every day. No matter what, you read those 10 pages. You can make it your first thing, you can make it your last thing, but it's not something that you miss. You say, well, is it really worth missing that sleep if I forget? It's like, yes, it is, because you can't go back tomorrow, you can't go back in time and read those 10 pages, right? So 10 pages every single day. The second one that is a multiplier of habits is working out every day. Working out every day. Whatever your workout system is, if it's cardio, if it's weights, if it's running, if it's rowing, whatever it is, it's every day. And you can put a rest day in there, but it's not like where you're missing days or you take 3 weeks off or things get busy. It's like this is in your day. You put it on your calendar and other people have to schedule around it because it's important to your day because you know that you'll be better 5 years from now when you work out every single day instead of taking a month off and then doing a month on and a month off and a month on. You've got to work out because your body has to be in prime condition to do this work. This is not easy work that you're doing. It's stressful. It's demanding. And if I can give you one more, and this is from another great book called Soundtracks by John Acuff, which I should feature on the podcast because it's one of my favorites, is that some is better than none. That's one of John's soundtracks. Some is better than none. So if you're about to miss a day for your workout, do something. Do 10 burpees right before you go to bed. Do some piece of exercise, but don't miss. And what you do is you start to develop discipline, but also these things add up just like compounding interest. The third of the three multiplier habits is nutrition. I do a green drink every single day. I have for about 5 years now, and I don't miss a day because it's important. It's that extra serving of vegetables very first thing in the morning, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference over time. Again, you're a high flyer. When we're high flyers, we have demanding schedules. We have demanding discipline. Your body has to be able to keep up. So working out, nutrition has to be a part of your multiplier habit. Because if your sleep's not going to make my list, but it should, that's the next one. If I were to add a 3.5, it's workout, nutrition, sleep. That triangle creates a physical environment for your brain to work. I know that you're smart. I know that you're witty. I know that you can lead a great meeting, but if you're sick, you're missing out. Your vision isn't coming to fruition. If you're not at your best, if you have to take these large breaks, like then you're not at your best. You're not thinking at your best. You're going to take the first option, which might not be the best option. Maybe you need to slow everybody down, but you're so tired that you just keep moving and now you've made a mistake. Could be a big mistake. So you've got to take care of your body. So first one, the first of the three multiplier habits is to read 10 pages of nonfiction every day. It comes directly from Slight Edge. Second multiplier habit is workout every day. The third multiplier habit is nutrition. Again, I recommend a green drink every day. The bonus, this is directly for you principals, is to walk classrooms every single day. Now, some days you might walk 10, 20, but remember, some is better than none. So if it's one of those days where you've got meetings back to back or something crazy comes up, some is better than none. Get into one classroom. It's good for your staff. If nothing else, it's good for your soul. And I'm an advocate of deep work. I'm an advocate that you shut your door at sometimes, that you don't have open office hours all the time. An open door policy is going to be very difficult for you to get your vision completed and out there into the world. So there's times where you should shut your door. But this idea of walking classrooms every day gets you out there. That's the work you really love, right? You get to go be the mayor. You get to connect with kids. You get to connect with your staff. It's important. Do it at least one every day. So that is what I take out of the Slight Edge. I'm going to give you another deep dive on the third week, so here in a couple weeks, where we'll have another leadership episode to help your leadership rise up to the next level. Your call to action for today is to go out and buy PBL Simplified, the book, wherever you buy books. If you buy it on Kindle, you can get it on Kindle. If you want a paperback, you can get a paperback. There's a link in the book that actually guides you through each chapter. There's two chapters specifically for you as a building leader. There's an implementation chapter and there's a leadership chapter. The other chapters will help you understand PBL, help walk your staff through it. But the link in there literally guides you through every chapter. So if I talk about a group contract, there's a link that will take you to group contracts, right? So that book is not just the book. The book links you to a whole treasure trove of resources that you can use and bring right to your staff. Next week, remember, we're going to have a PBL showcase. We're going to have a teacher walk you right through her PBL unit, and you get to see what great project-based learning looks like. And when you do that, you're going to engage your learners, tackle boredom, and transform your classrooms. Go lead inspired.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the PBL Simplified Podcast. Would you help us achieve our vision of 51 by 2051? One small step you can take to help us out is to leave a review of the PBL Simplified Podcast. Scroll down to the bottom of our show page, select a star rating, and leave a review. Your review helps others find this podcast. When you leave a review, the next visionary leader will see your words and join us. Thank you for leading inspired.